Okay, we're gonna try it again.
Because that did not work. I sounded worse than I did before. I'm trying. So far this week, no one's told me that they can't hear me over the phone.
You gotta learn to project.
I do project. It's not my fault. Like, your ears don't listen. Like, I'm talking. Like, my voice is out there.
I'm talking.
Like a little, I don't want to say she's a little old lady, but she was a little old lady. And she called me and she's like, I can't. She was talking to somebody else because she was like, I can't hear you. Can you put this up? Because she was calling from, like, not her phone, but, like, another phone. She's like, I can't hear her. Can you put it up? He's like, that's all I got. I can hear the whole conversation. I was like, ma'am, I'm here. Like, I literally have to grab the phone and, like, talk into it. And I'm like, I'm pressing on it, bitch. Like, if you can't hear my, I don't know how to tell you. Like, I'm not whispering, like, ever. Like, I am talking. I am talking.
You seem angry about it.
I am angry because it's every week someone tells me they can't hear me, and I'm like, oh, can you speak up a little bit? I can't hear you. I swear to God, someone's gonna fucking die. I'm trying.
He said, okay, shit. Okay, we forgot to push record.
So I'm in the middle of my story. Let me finish. So we make fun of her, the littlest one, because she has like an, I want to say she has an attitude. This bitch has an attitude. Like, she does. Like, she is, she's not bossy.
Your littlest sister?
The littlest one, but she's okay. Very like herself. Like, very like, kind of like you. Like, doesn't take, like, she's not taking shit from nobody. Like, this bitch is a strong, okay? But imagine that as a child, like, which was probably you. Like, she's just, that's how she's always been. Like, she's always been like that. So her and my mom would fight, like, all the time. And she would get in trouble all the time. We always knew. And remember this one time, she got in trouble, and my mom called her over into the room because my mom was, like, on the bed, or for some reason she was on the bed. So my little sister went, and my mom asked her to do something or to say something. I don't remember what it was, and she wouldn't fucking do it or something like that. And so then my mom got mad, and she's like, if you don't do it, I'm gonna hit you. And she fucking refused to do it. So we're all watching because, duh, that's what you do. Hi, watching you. Got so mad. My mom fucking bitch slapped her. Like, bitch, I'm talking bitch slap. Like,
no!
Bitch slapped her. And fuck, she didn't even cry. Like, this bitch, straight face. Like, cold.
So that's where you get it from?
Yeah. Cold, right? And we all looked at her and we were like, we straight up started laughing as soon as she got hit. Because we're like, that's what you get, bitch. And so we still make fun of her. Like, oh yeah, I remember like that one time my mom slapped you. All the time.
That's so rude. How old were you?
I was older. I might have been like in my teens. Yeah. She's little. She's the smallest one.
That's true. Y'all have how many between y'all? Like, how many years?
How many years?
Between like the oldest and the youngest.
I think 30.
Damn.
Or
that's
20.
A span.
Or something like that. Because Nancy's like, what, like almost 40. And Rocio's probably 21 or 20.
Damn. That's wild.
Yeah.
That's a huge span.
Yeah. Damn. There's a lot of us.
Growing up Mexican.
Growing up Mexican. Well, the thing is, they had the first three, and then they took a break after me, and then they waited, like, 9 years, and then they had my little sister, and then they had the last three, like, kind of close together.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So it's, like, us three are pretty close together. I'm 4 years apart from the one above me, and then Nancy, I don't fucking know. I don't know anyone's real age, so we all guess.
We're like, you're about 40.
You're about, like, 40, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, until y'all think that forever, and then, like, one day you're it's my 50th birthday, Maria, and you're like, oh, shit.
No, I know as I get older, she gets older, too, so I add years on there, you know?
But they could be the wrong years.
I'm like, not saying, like, it hasn't been more than, like, a decade. Like, I haven't been saying she's almost 40. I've been saying she was, like, 35 for a while, so now I feel like I'm supposed to say, like, she's almost 40. Like, this bitch was born in the 70s, like, or 70-something. 74-3. I could
be wrong. You could be wrong.
I feel like that's right, because then Yesenia's 83, and she's 4 years older than I am, and she's only a few years younger than Nancy.
Honestly, right now, I could not do the math with mine. Siblings, no. So I can't make fun of you. I'm like,
right? That's what I'm saying.
No, it's not there.
And then
I can't.
The smaller ones, I know. Letty's, I think she, fuck. How old is she? 20.
Why are you asking me? How old is
she? She just came out for her birthday. I feel so bad. It's either 23 or 24. It's something like that. And then I know my little brother is 1 year younger than that. So whatever she is, he's 1 year younger. And then there's Rocio, which I feel like she's not even 21 yet because I don't think she celebrated her 21st. She could have, actually. That bitch drinks. I don't know. She could just be 20. She's in college. Who doesn't drink at college? Let's be honest.
True. I mean, well, if you didn't drink in college, let us know.
Let us know.
Also, hi. Hello.
Welcome. We were talking about my fucked up childhood and growing up Mexican and how hard it is.
Yeah. Welcome to the middle of our conversation where we forgot to press record. We are
the problematic potheads. Welcome to our podcast. I am Maria. You can find me at Maria's a Rebel.
I'm on
online.
On like Twitter,
Instagram.
Online, on everywhere. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Just there, the internet.
I'm Amanda Morones at Amanda O'Dang. I won't spell it out because you make fun of me.
I don't make fun of you. It's just like it's fucking long.
It's not that long. It goes so fast. Like okay. This. No.
Yeah, because you got it down. Like you have it down to like where you're not gonna like fuck up. If I try to do that, I'd be like, I know how to spell, but like I'm spelling it out loud.
God damn. Listen, if you think this is funny, follow us on Twitter and Instagram because that shit gets weird. Especially our Insta stories.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I rewatch them and I'm like, oops.
My Insta stories are
so. That's not true. This bitch wakes up and starts deleting things from the night before.
I'm drunk the night before.
That's when the deleting gets happen.
That's true.
Oh, my God. Welcome to the podcast. We are two roommates who met on Craigslist, and now we're best friends, and we still live together. I wonder if people are like, oh, are you just best friends now? You're like, you don't live together? Because a lot of people can't live with their friends. But it's like, we were roommates before we were friends.
Yes.
So I think it works.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We did not know each other.
Like, we knew nothing. No, like, literally, it was bad. We could have murdered each other.
Could have. Like, it could have ended horribly.
Yeah.
This is like, Craigslist. People.
Did you like lock your door when you first moved in with me?
I don't even think my door had a lock. I don't lock. I don't have a lock here. If you could tell, I don't give a fuck. You're gonna kill me, bitch, kill me. Like, let's get this done. I don't care. It's like, have you seen that meme with, like, I don't even care if my
My foot falls off the bed.
I don't care. As a child, ooh, so scared. Now, I'm like, bitch, get me. And my whole leg is out.
Your leg is off the bed, like, yeah. Take me, Sam.
Take me. Come on, it's just dangling.
Take me home, please.
Take me home, please. I'm done.
As you can tell, we smoke a lot of weed and we have a lot of problems, which is why we decided to start a podcast, because that sounds, I don't know, normal.
That's what you do, right? You talk about your problems.
That's what you're supposed to do. No, so you did come in the middle of the story. So we usually start this off by saying what we're smoking. So we will say that we have been smoking already. We're smoking Jack Frost mixed with Clementine Alchemy. We get our weed from an online weed service called Canex. We both have medicinal licenses, but we also use it recreationally. That's basically what this podcast is. That's what we're smoking. We always start off with like dating. So
dating updates, what's going on in the love department.
In the love department.
You should have seen, she moved.
I know.
You didn't
I moved like it. A robot, you didn't understand it.
I do that a lot too. Where it's like, it adds to what I'm saying, but you know, they can't see me. And then
do people think we're weird? Like when they, cause I feel like sometimes you and I, like we definitely have mind melded. We spend so much fucking time together.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I wonder if people think we're weird cause like, we sing in harmony of like ends of sentences. I've like started to know our friendship quirks.
Yeah.
And then one day someone was like, did you rehearse that?
And I
was
like, no. We just know what we're going to say.
But I wonder if people are like, these bitches.
Spend way too much time together. But I was looking at this thing online because you said we were codependent, which I don't think we are codependent because I said the thing, right? I was listening to the thing.
Okay, and correct me.
She was explaining codependency as like when your problems, they become like my problems and I take them on as like burdens and I feel the stress of your same problems where I don't feel like we have that. Like I feel stress, you know, you have stress and you have your problems, but instead of taking it on, I just help you find ways to try to get out of it.
Yeah.
Which is not codependency. Codependency is when you're in it stuck together.
So what? What?
We just have a non-toxic relationship. What's that like? This happy smiles.
Damn.
Where there is sometimes where we're just like, look, you know when I need my space, so you leave me alone. And you're just like,
oh, like when I walked in today, but the door was open. She was like laying across her bed, all covered up, and I was like, are you okay? Because sometimes she's sick, but she had her door open. So usually if she's napping, she closes her door.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, but Wilson was just roaming around. And then she was like, I'm sleeping. No, you said I'm napping, but I couldn't really hear you. And I was like, what? You were like, I'm napping. And I was like, oh, okay. And you were like, I set my alarm for 7. And I was like, what? Because I couldn't fucking hear you. And you were like, I set my alarm for 7. And I was like, wow. And then I go to my room. And then this bitch texts me. And when she's finally up, she's like, are you cooking? So casual.
Like, what's up? See, that's not codependency.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Fuck, we got off on a tangent again.
Dating.
Oh, okay. Go listen to, this is episode 15. Woo woo. Go listen to all the other episodes.
Happy quinceañera.
Oh shit. Mexican.
And I know how to say it. It's quinceañera. Yes, I understand. I said it with an accent.
You wouldn't understand us. It's fine.
It's all right. Whatever. I said it was.
Did you have?
I did.
Did you have the dress and everything?
I did. I did.
It's like it's like your first wedding, right?
Yes. Ugh, yeah.
Was it better than your wedding?
No, I liked my wedding because my wedding was in Hawaii, so.
True.
True. I had mine. But at first I said I didn't want one. And then, of course, because I'm a brat, I was like, Mom, I want one. And so then they had to try to, like, fucking figure it out.
How soon?
It was like 2 months.
No, girl, they planned that for like a year. What?
I know.
2 months?
We had like practices because we had to learn dances and everything. Yeah, we had practices like every night. It all worked out. It was a great party.
Was it a dope party?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Hmm. I have a video which no one will ever see.
I will see it.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
No one will ever see that.
No. I want to see it.
I have a whole fucking photo album at my parents' house. My mom still has my dress.
Yeah. Yes.
And she still has my fucking weird ass doll. Because you know how you get that doll? She still has that doll
too. Wait, what doll?
You got a doll for your quinceañera. And she's dressed like you. I don't know why, but.
What?
You got a doll. You're like, you have a.
I've never been to one where you get a doll.
You have like a grandparent that has like a.
I shook my head yes, and then I realized my high brain caught up and was like, no.
That does like the doll. Then you have one that does like the sign in book. Then you have one that does.
The who?
Like these people that like, you know, they're like, I think my grandma gave me the doll.
What does it mean?
I don't know. It's just like I know there's a meaning. I don't know what it is. It's just.
Does that mean like your childhood's in that doll? Because the quinceañera is like coming out.
Yeah.
And so it's like, does your grandma be like, put your childish things away? Like, this is your last toy ever?
This is it. No more dolls after this.
I mean, like, because, yeah, like, otherwise it's like, here's a doll, and you're like, I'm an adult now.
Yeah, well, it's a porcelain doll. So it's like, it's a porcelain doll.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like nice, but it's like a put it on the shelf. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a put it on the shelf doll, which is like your childhood. Like, put it away.
Right. Maybe. Symbolism. Mean, I know there is a meaning, and probably people are like, I know the meaning.
We'll look it up.
I don't know it.
Oh my god, you want to know what she doesn't know the meaning of? Because we didn't tell people this story.
Oh, this one?
Okay, so catching everyone up, she has a dog named Wilson. I love him to death.
So I adopted Wilson when he was 2 months old. So like right when they're able to be adopted from the Humane Society in Atlanta. And I had seen his picture online and I was like, ooh, I like this dog. I want to go get him. So then we went, and he was still available. Like, the rest of the litter was pretty much already adopted. They were all gone. And he was still available, so I was like, oh, yeah, I want it. So we adopted him or whatever, and we take him home. And immediately, we're thinking of names for him, and we just name him Wilson. Like, we never called him by the other name, because we knew if we did that, training him to his new name and then training him to the potty would be a lot more difficult. So we were just like, Wilson, that's your name. Forget your other name. Put all the paperwork away. And you're going to look at that again. You're only your fucking vet. So whatever. Never looked at it again. And then I don't remember why I looked at it, or I found a picture of I posted it of him. And then we were talking and I was being fucking weird. And I was just like,
I was being high.
I was just high. And I was like messing with Wilson. And I was like, cause he wasn't listening to, when we call him Wilson, he doesn't listen to us. Like sometimes he purposely ignores us.
Oh my God. It's so
and
annoying.
We'll not stare. Like we'll not.
He's a little shit. I love him with all that I have, but fuck him.
So he was doing that. And I was like trying to call him and he wouldn't fucking come. So I was like, Akuma. And then he fucking turned around or whatever real quick. And then Amanda was like, who's that? And I was like, that's Wilson. That's his shelter name.
I didn't understand. I was like, what the fuck did you just say? And then she shows me this like picture of a paper on her phone and it's like what she said earlier. And I'm like, that's so weird. And I was like, you know when you try to imagine like your friend or someone of the name, like their parents are like, you were supposed to be named John.
Yeah.
And like you were like, oh, you're not a John.
I'm like, why would they name you?
Yeah. So we were like, what? Akuma? Nah. Like what? We're like, what is even like what is
she
that?
Was, and then she was like, have you ever looked up the meaning about the name? And she was like, where did it come from? And I was like, bitch, I don't know. He was a shelter dog. I literally picked this bitch up. He was like,
so I was like, how? Bitch, okay.
We look it up. And let me tell you what this says.
Listen. Okay, let me preface this. Okay, no, I just want you to say it because, listen, y'all, I was shocked. I was shook.
It says, the Akuma is a malevolent fire spirit in Japanese folklore. Alternative names for the Akuma is Ma. That's just it. It just says M-A, Ma. Okay. It is often translated to devil in English or demon. Akuma is the name assigned to Satan in Japanese Christianity and the Mar in Japanese Buddhism.
Bitch. Let me tell you, we have always thought he was possessed by a demon.
Yes.
We are not kidding. We joke about it. But, like, he's wild. He's, like, a person or something in a dog's
he
body.
He is, because he understands. You guys think we're joking, but we're not just high all the time. Like, Jess and Stacey see it.
Our friend came to visit from Tucson this weekend. She saw it immediately.
He will stare into your fucking soul.
Oh, my God.
And his
wild.
Eyes are so dark, and they just look like, what the fuck? And he won't lose eye contact. Like, this bitch is on you.
Oh.
Like, reading you. Man.
It's so wild. And so we've always, and then weird shit happens in our apartment. And like, we do get superstitious or whatever, but we were like, damn. And then our roommate Stacey, wild, she was like, oh yeah, a demon follows me around. We're like, motherfucker, what? You should put that on your application.
I feel like that's the first thing you should
tell. First thing you tell the roommate. That, demon.
Like, hi.
Okay.
She was like, but he usually just stays like around me, so it's cool. And we're like, Stacey, I've seen that movie. And that bitch killed her boyfriend.
Yeah, okay, and then Stacey, no, okay, fucking weird.
Whatever.
But we always thought, like, oh shit, what happens if, like...
The demon is possessing Wilson, right?
Cause, yeah,
like, he's
we always
here.
Thought of, like, oh no, we feel so bad for Wilson because the demon's, like, possessing him.
Or, like, fucks with him during the
day.
And
that's why he's, like, so quiet and, like, observant and shy. We said shy. Bitch. We were like, no,
he is the demon. He fucking controls the demon. He's working all day. That's why he's so tired.
There's so many demons around us because Satan is our dog. Because
he's trying to fucking control him. He's like, bitch, you want to work? I want to work too, okay? I'm tired. These demons fucking keep me up at night. Like, I can't.
I just imagine, like, what if we made Supernatural and, like, Scooby-Doo, like, Scooby-Natural, but with Wilson? And it was like the demon dog perspective, so it's like the evil Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Trademarks, problematic podcast, 2019. I want to make it.
I want to do it too. Can we give him a little, okay, we have to make him look super cool. I was going to say like a little vest, but like that's not cool enough.
I feel like he should be like Preacher. You know how Preacher's like an oxymoron because he wears like, he's a preacher, but he's like, also like a demon, like he's possessed.
True.
So we should dress him like real... I'm thinking like an all black suit.
All black suit. His paws are already white.
With like a red ascot. Oh my God. Okay. Anyways, so he's a demon. I thought
back
y'all
to
needed
him.
To know that fucking story because fucking wild.
That was crazy. That blew our minds on like a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday. Damn it.
Pretty sure it was a Wednesday.
I forgot where we were. I'm going to be real
honest.
Oh,
we were at dating because I remember we never talked about it. We did it!
Because I remember We never talked about it.
We never talked about it.
Okay, well, Maria, do you...
I have dating updates? No.
Other than someone you told to leave you alone isn't taking the hint.
Oh, I mean, well, there...
What do you do when, like...
I want to say it's not that he's not leaving me alone. I didn't say leave me alone for, like, leave me
That's
alone
true.
To contact
That's true.
Me.
Because okay.
we are trying to stay friends, so, you know, but I think no communication is better communication. Like,
But you didn't say that, dude.
But, like, I'm not going to be, like, if you want to reach out to me, reach out to me, but I'm not going to, like, fucking be.
Respond?
No, I'll respond. Just, I'm not going to respond to you. The way maybe you're hoping for me to respond.
Mm, okay, okay.
Like, I'll respond. It's just not going to be in a way that you might like it.
Yeah.
And that's not my fault. Like.
You should see our face. That's not my fault.
That's not my fault. I'm sorry. Check your feelings, bro. Okay?
Check your feelings. So, see, you got stuff going on.
Yeah, nothing new. I mean, they're just shit that I'm trying to get rid of. Like, let's go. Nah. I saw my emo night boyfriend.
Oh my god. You know what?
Kidding, but not kidding. No kidding.
You're kidding, but not kidding. But
kidding.
That's not true. You see him every time you go, and you met him before he lived with his girlfriend.
Okay,
and like,
why you gotta bring girlfriend?
Because he has a girlfriend, and not only a girlfriend, but he lives with her.
Okay, so I'm moving on. I did meet another boyfriend today. He came into our office.
That bitch is 51. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Race car driver.
No, ma'am. Former race car driver who is apparently bad with money. So.
Yes.
No.
Those are all facts. But that man's accent and the way he looked and that swag. Like, oh, sir.
That swag.
Swag. He was.
Now so you're just cool. Falling for old fuckboys, bitch. They're not even young anymore.
I know.
Oh, my God. Oh, if man. You know them, why you do it?
That's just who I'm attracted to. Because maybe it's the same vibe that I'm giving off where it's like, you know.
That's the same vibe?
Not unattainable, but just like.
Unattached?
Yeah, just like, you know, casual. Like, you know, they're not. It's never going to lead to anything serious.
Okay, but why? I thought you were trying.
I know, but I'm trying to work my mind out of it, Amanda. I'm still going to be attracted to these men, even though that's not what I want.
That's true. That's fair.
Okay. Like, they're still there. I still have eyes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that pheromone? No, I give off the pheromones. What do they give off? The pheromones, too.
Damn it.
They're giving it off. And so am
they're
I.
They're giving it off. Okay. I don't approve of your choice of men, but it's fine.
Look, I don't approve of my choice of that.
Damn it.
I don't. I know this. It needs to change. Okay? I gotta find a nice, young
We're gonna go man. Speed dating.
When?
I don't know, but we have the info now. Yeah. We finally got the info from someone, and we're gonna go.
I feel like speed dating, people are gonna be a little more serious, you know? Because you actually have to pay to go to this bitch. Like, you're gonna take it seriously.
Okay, but let me ask you this, because we were gonna talk about this anyways. Do you think the speed dating, they're actually trying to date, or it's another way of an in-person hookup culture? Because it's like all the dating apps in LA, it's just fucking hookups and hookups and hookups and not serious people like you. And you're just like,
oh my god, I'm trying to be serious now. I'm changing my ways.
But you got off apps. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, but you're having a really hard time meeting someone in person. So I'm staying on apps and trying to weed through all the fucking shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, do you think it's going to be the exact, it's like the city, it's the culture. Like, it's going to be the exact goddamn same in like speed dating?
Well, I don't know, because I think in speed dating, you don't get any of their info. You don't get it till the next day. Like, they don't tell you on the spot who you match with. They don't tell you till the next day.
Oh, because you like, score at the end,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you score at the end. Or if somebody tells you that they like you or something like that.
You exchange numbers.
No. You don't get the numbers. Well, you get it from the company, but you don't do it with the person.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And I think it's an email. Or they can send you contact info, so I guess whatever you want to give out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like.
So that's why I think.
Unless in LA, like, we've reverted back to the, like, speed dating, like, the first iteration of, like, dating app-ish things.
Yeah.
Is, like, beyond, like, friend and hookups or whatever. It's, like, LA, to get back to romance, had to go back to, like, the basics. Like, the basics.
Basics.
But still with, like, a little help.
Like, get out there just a little bit and pay us money, please.
Yeah,
please.
That's so LA, though. Like, that's the thing. Okay, I don't know. I've been thinking about it.
It is LA.
We gotta go to speed dating. But yeah, LA culture in general. So she's not on apps anymore.
No.
You're trying to get, like, a friend hookup or, like, meet someone naturally.
And, you know, just naturally, you know, we have a friend of a friend of a friend that you think, you know. Oh. I don't know how many friends we gotta go. Like, we're out here. Like, we're trying to make, you find people, okay?
Bitch, I hit up my brother today because I happened to stumble on a picture of his girlfriend's brother. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh.
Who's this?
And so I messaged him and I was like, okay, one, I love you, blah, 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 about other stuff we were talking about. And then two, I was like, so, mm-mm's brother, like, is fucking cute.
Yeah.
Is he gonna be at your graduation party?
I'm telling you, it's just, you gotta.
It's hard out here.
It is hard out here. And I am going to bars and I am trying to, you know, whatever. We are going out, we're doing shit. So I'm looking for people. It's just a lot of guys, I don't know if they're just thrown off when I go up to them or a lot of the stuff. But
I think so. I think a lot of guys here or that we want to like the good ones.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
I feel like I may come off like too strong sometimes. And then that throws guys off and they're like, why? But that's just me. Like, I'm gonna go up to you. If I like you and I think you're cute, I'm gonna do it. Why not? Like, I only got one shot. Look, if I lose, I lose.
I don't know. You're so bold. We talked about this on the last podcast. Go fucking listen to it. But I told her she needs to be as bold when she, like, drinks and goes out as she, like, be that bold, like, when you're just at the grocery store because there was a cute guy. Ugh, go listen to the last episode. Now yeah. I'm mad at you.
No. But I forgot where I was going with that.
So you were talking about you scared dudes off.
Oh, yeah. That was it?
I don't know. Damn. Short-term memory. Deleted dating apps, trying to meet someone in person. I don't know where your tangent was going.
I have no idea.
I tried
either.
To trace it back.
Me too.
Okay.
I can't think of it. Oh, fuck. Let's move on.
So you're not on dating apps. No. I am, because I'm currently not in something. But I didn't go on the date with the stoner. We update from last week. Maybe. Might do it. Don't know. There's a new dude-ish. Called, I'm gonna call him Mr. Grammy. And
what? Who is this person?
I met him yesterday, actually. Oh. And we're texting, so it's super, super new. But I don't know. It's like interesting.
Ma'am? Interesting in how?
My first question to him when we matched was just like his profile said like breakfast burrito aficionado.
Oh, man.
And yes, I was like,
where are the best breakfast burritos?
No, I was like, okay, like, build your perfect breakfast burrito, go. Like, you know, I was just like, what would you put in it? Because I wanted to see his personality, you know? And he messaged back and he was like, damn, that's a great fucking question, by the way. Like, he's like, okay, let me think about it. And then he sent me his, like, order, essentially. He was like, what about you? And so I sent mine back and he was like, damn, that's a good one. But then I was like, I'm more of a breakfast taco gal because Texas breakfast taco, love it, rep. And he was like, damn, I've never had breakfast tacos. So, like, we were just, like, joking, being awkward back and forth. And then, like, out of nowhere, he was like, do you like, I didn't answer because I passed out. And then this morning, he was like, do you like sausage? Out of nowhere. And so I was like, damn, dude, it's another Tinder.
Why?
Like, dude. And I'm like, we were having such good conversations.
Were you guys
like,
still
why?
Talking about food, though? Or, like, did you guys stop?
I mean, I hadn't texted him back. Like, I hadn't messaged him back. It was
but,
still
like,
on the
last one.
I can't remember. It was, like, kind of related, but not really. Like, it was super. And it was, like, 5 hours later. Like, it wasn't, like, immediately. So I was just like, So I was like, damn it, dude, I liked you. Wait. Twist. Messaged him back and was like, that's a weird question. But yeah, because I told him I like chorizo mexicano for, like, in my burrito. And I was like, chorizo is Mexican sausage, so yeah, I like sausage. And I was just, like, really awkward, but, like, serious of, like, yeah, that's weird you asked, but I will answer
I'm
the real question.
Instead of answering.
And he messaged back and he was like, oh, cool. Like, it was just, like, so. And then I messaged back and I was like, oh, that.
Was that supposed to be sexual? Like,
I messaged him back and kind of said that, and he was like, oh no, I really just was like wondering if he like.
I feel like he backed out. Like, he was like, oh,
that's what
bitch.
I thought too. So
he,
I'm
he
like.
He was like, this bitch is bold. I don't want to say that because I feel like it's going to start some shit. So
yeah,
like,
but I kind of like that because he's like, and then I like made fun of him, and he was like, no, I wasn't going to take it there, like, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, I don't even know what I'd say. And I was like, okay, give me your best, like, sleazy follow up like to that. I was like, now we have to go through it. And he was like, damn, I don't really have one. And he was like, well, then you're gonna love this Italian sausage. And I was like, that's pretty good. And I was like, are you even Italian? And like, then we started a whole conversation. So it was like really weird because we're like playing off of it and each other. So I don't know. I'm kind of like into it. We've only been talking for like a day, so it's like whatever. But in LA time, it's like we're already like getting shit out of the way, like. Very quickly.
Super quick.
We're establishing
the lines now.
Yeah, like immediately. So I'm like, okay, cool. We'll see. So that's it. But yeah, that's why I'm like, dudes and dating apps are like on my mind. Because I don't know. It's like, did he just recover from a typical Tinder line?
Yeah.
Or are we just so fucking jaded that, I mean, because I was going to see if your like mind went there. And you were like,
yeah.
You're like, damn, this dude ruined it. And I was like, damn, okay, she thinks that too. Because I thought that too.
Yeah, duh. Because it's like, do you like, stop, like, come on.
He asked me because I was like, I told him I was confused because I was just like, I really think like you meant it sexually, like implicitly. Yeah. And I'm sorry that I maybe misjudged you or whatever. And he was like, wait, do you really get like that many messages
it's
like that?
It's every fucking message.
And I was
message.
Like, people are bold. It's fucking wild. And he was like, what? And I was like, I've gotten message anywhere from like this to this, like something really extreme. Yeah. And I don't honestly really want to say it because it's like, ugh. But to something really tame.
Like, I've got something really tame. Like, do you like, or we should go skinny dipping. Like,
yeah.
Why? Like, we weren't even talking about the beach, bitch. Like, yeah. What?
And then, like, I've got ones fun. Fuck it, I'll say it. But I've gotten ones that's like, hey, like, I want you to sit on my face after going for a hot day run. Like, stuff like that. With no, like,
no,
not
the,
only
the
should they not
was
say
that.
That
was a nice one. That
that's
was,
what's the yeah. nice one. And then mine's, like, the other yeah. end. And, like, I've had one say, like, do you have a living will? Like, what? Are you trying to murder me? But not in the, like, what?
Do you just want to know if I have my shit together? Like, I don't understand.
I have questions.
Do you
but,
have, oh,
okay.
Maybe he wanted to know if you had money, because usually people with money have wills or trust. I'm just.
It's still bad. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, just a. Maybe, what I'm saying is they shouldn't really ask that question anyway.
No, they shouldn't.
But as your first message
to someone,
you're just not hi, hello, how are you? What is your, is that your real name? You have a cute dog? Nothing. It's like, do you have a living will? Do you want to go skinny dipping? Do you like sausage?
Like, guys, you think we're joking, but this is really the messages you get, and they're the first lines. Like,
there's no introduction, there's no pleasantries. It is straight like, you want this dick, right? And you're like,
not no more. I did
for like a second, and like you ruined it.
Yeah, now I don't want it at all.
Yeah, so that's
so like, if somebody starts out with hi, you're like, oh, hi, we got something.
And then you see that guy in the profile that's like, don't send me a message that just says hi or something. Yeah. And you're like, you get highs? What's that like?
What is it? They only say hi to you? Nothing else?
Oh my God. No, it's wild. Man. So, well, okay. So that brings me kind of to like, the next thing I want to talk about, because it was a long conversation, both last night with us and at work today. But we were talking about, like, L.A. culture, because my friend came to visit this weekend from Tucson. She knew me from back in Texas, like, everything. And she was just, like, bringing up points that maybe I've noticed, you've noticed, but just kind of, you know, she said something kind of prolific where she was, like, we're just all, like, racing. Like, we're all in competition with each other, but we don't know why. Or, like, we're all racing to, like, a finish line that doesn't really exist. And, like, all this stuff. And I was just, like, damn. And it wasn't in a judgy way. She was just, like, it's wild. It's a different atmosphere here, you know, kind of thing. And we just talked it through. And, like, I've been obsessed about it for, like, 2 days. And then we had this long conversation last night. We were, like, talking all this, like, just all of it out. Yeah. And so I think, and then now lately, I've been thinking about the dating culture in LA. And I'm like, oh, is it because of, and we've always said it, but how much ingrained is it, like, the people, the place, the, like, vibe, for lack of a, the just, like, atmosphere.
Yeah.
And it affects everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, do you think that? Do you think of because the way LA is the way it is, like, that's why the dating apps are the way they are? And, like, in other places, it's not like that?
Yes, because everybody here is always looking for the next fucking best thing or the next no FOMO, bitch. They do it with people, too. It's like, oh, this is great, but I'm gonna go see what else I can
like,
get.
Like, there's 8 billion people in this world.
Or it's like, yeah, this girl's hot, but so is this girl, and she's willing to hook up too. So it's like, no one's taking anything fucking seriously anymore, and it's like, fuck, dude, I'm over it. I grew up here, so I've been over it, bitch. Like, I've been over LA for a while.
But it's always been like this.
I love it. No, it's always been like this.
That's so wild. Because, you know, is it because we're a bunch of people, like, transients and transplants and, like, everything that, like, keep pushing? Like, we're trying to be progressive. Like, not in the political sense. I mean, we can't go that route, but whatever the fuck. But, like, we're like, the creative. It's, like, the artist hub. It's, like, the people who are, like... It takes a lot. It takes grit to live out here, man. Yeah. Like, it does. Like, people talk about New York and, like, that's a whole different beast. Different problems. Like, it takes fucking grit. And that's what my friend said, too. Of, like, you've hardened since you've been out here. And, like, not in a bad way, but, like, you've adapted. You've assimilated in a weird way.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that. And I was like, it takes a lot to fucking live out here. So does that mean, like, we're stronger or more progressive than most? Or is that bad because we're all reverting to, like, this very... I don't know how to say it.
I don't know.
Like caveman-esque in a way, but we're so, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm from here, so really this is all I know. So this is my home, so I'm gonna...
When you lived in Georgia, did you have culture shock in that way?
I had culture shock where everything was so fucking slow. Like, it was so slow, and it was so backwards, and it was just... It was different. Like, it's not here. It was... backwards. Like, they were stuck in a time that was not now. Like, I don't
progressive know. That's what I'm saying. Like, we just feel so ahead. Like, people who move here are chasing something. When
I was there, I didn't even last a year, bitch. It was like 10 months, and I was like, I cannot do this. I cannot live here. Like, this is not what I'm used to. I don't like this. This is not my home. So come back home. This is, I mean, it's a struggle to fucking live here. I'm not saying it's easy because my parents aren't here, and my sister's here, but she's so far away. So it's like, bitch, I'm doing it on my own, but this is all I've known, so I knew this was what I was going
to
do.
You wanted to stay.
I was going to stay anyways, yeah.
Damn. Do you think, though, that mentality, again, do you, as that's, like, grown up in it, because I've only been here 6 years, do you take that mentality into everything you do? Like, is it really hard for you to relax? Is it really hard for you to, like, go on a vacation in, like, the quiet, like, wilderness? Is it, can you sit on a beach for hours and not do anything?
I could do that. Because growing up, we would go on vacation. So I could do that for a short period of time. As long as you know you're coming back. As long as I know that I'm coming back. Mm. Like, I can't do that.
But do you think you take that kind of, like, urgency and push and, like, power behind it or something? Do you take that into, like, dating or job or, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, jobs for sure. I think with jobs, I'm always pushing. Like, I was, from a very young age, taught super great work ethic. I mean, I was going to clean houses with my mom when I was super young, so
yeah.
And that was most of summer vacations. If we weren't vacationing, I was helping clean houses. That's what she did up until I was 18, was clean houses. So I went with her. So I've been working, and then when I would go, I would also go clean houses with her. But when I started at the city, I was 16, so I started working for the city doing after school programs with the kids at 16. So I've been working nonstop since 16.
Yeah. I went from there. But even before that.
But even before that with my mom. So with work, yeah, I'm always pushing, and there's not one time that I don't have, like, a job. And if I don't have one, it stresses me out. And I feel the pressure on myself because I'm like, you could get a job. Or if the job that I'm at isn't going anywhere, I'm like, Maria, why are you here? This isn't going anywhere for you. Bitch, move. And so, like, it takes a lot to push myself out of that, but I see it and I recognize it, and then I push myself to go do something else because I know that I can do it. So just keep on fucking moving.
Yeah. But I think that's, I don't know. I think that's just a lot of the people that end up here, whether grown up here or end up just living here like me, we have that.
Yeah.
And I don't know that a lot of other people do.
Like, with the content and just being happy with what you have kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is it that a double-edged sword for us? That's bad because we do have this kind of FOMO, right? Like, but we're opposite of that. Of, like, we strive for the next best thing.
Right now it's because we're still younger. We're seeing how far we can get until we're like, okay, I'm okay here now. We're still so young. Like, why are we going to settle into something right now or settle into a job right now or, you know, like, the career path that we're in?
Yeah.
We're so young. So it's like we're still striving and we're still moving to see where are we going to land? Like, what is going to be our, okay, I'm okay to relax now, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. This shit has me, I mean, I said it to you last night, but, like, this shit has me fucked up. Like,
my plan to fucking keep on moving, get all the experience that I can, you know, working all these jobs, get a better job, finish my fucking school, because I'm doing that, and then...
Yeah, which is dope.
So I can get more money, and then fucking save, and try to get a house or a condo or something. I'm going to live here. Like, I know I'm not moving. Yeah. Like, I'm not leaving. So my goal is to own something.
Here. I get that.
And my mom fucking tells me every time that she calls me, you're throwing your money away. In just rent. Buy something. And she's like, do it. And I'm like, Mom, I know. Let me get where I need to go first.
You know, we were talking about that today. So Brian, who is a lovely gentleman, he's our best, one of our best friends.
Yeah.
He's obsessed with, he's like, I want a house. By the time I'm like 30, so in like 3 to 5 years or whatever, I want a house. And he's like, I'm going to go to Santa Clarita and like houses, I can find one like 100 grand, 200 grand and renovate it. Because, you know, he's a kind of mountain man. Yes. Like, I'll do all of it. And I was like, why would you want to move up there if you're trying to live in LA? And he was like, well, I'm going to do 3 to 5. He lives downtown LA.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to do like 3 to 5, you know, years down there. And by then, like, I'm going to be ready to have a family. Like, I'm going to want something away. And if I want to come into the city, I can. But it would just be for like working and like whatever. And I was just like, I don't know. I don't see that of like, if you're going to be here, you know, kind of thing. But then I'm also like, we live in the Valley. So we do the same thing on a smaller scale instead of like being downtown. Yeah. So we were talking about all of that. But then he was like, but you can't, those prices. And I was thinking about it. It's like,
it's fucking insane.
Houses where we are right now, not condos, houses are low end 6, 7. High end up to 18, 20 million.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we live with some around us. We're in a weird area that's being changed and molded. But you know, average is like probably $1-2 million.
Yeah.
That means for a 20% down payment, it would have to be like $400,000.
It's fucking
like $200,000. Yeah. Like that. I can't, like, you know, it's just, it's wild to me.
I get it.
Of thinking about homeowning here. So then you have to adjust. So it's, unless you, quote unquote, make it to where.
Yeah.
But it's like, we were talking about this at the lunch table today. Celebrities here, like Chance the Rapper, they rent their home. They have huge homes. They're $1 million homes. So they have like $20,000, $30,000 rent every month, but they can afford it. But they don't own a home. Because you have to put so much down. It's so much maintenance. It's property taxes.
It's so much
Homeowners stuff. Association. Yeah. It's just, it's a lot. And to see the people who have quote unquote made it and like don't like, maybe that's a whole nother fuck you fame where you're like, yeah I rent. I don't fucking care. You know?
Yeah.
Because I know like some rich YouTube assholes do it. But I don't know. I just think about owning property here and I want it. And like, that seems like my next step. I've been talking to you about it.
You'll make a profit off of it. When my parents bought their house here, they bought it right when I was born, pretty much. So I grew up in that house until, and they sold it when I was 18, and they made a shit ton of money.
I feel like you should flip houses. Like, Brian should renovate them. I would sell that show. You should, Brian will renovate them, okay? And then you just come in and you're just like, is this ready? And then you just sell it in like a day.
Sell it like in a day.
Like, so quick. I feel like.
Like, but what am I doing? I'm just selling it? Like, I'm just talking to people?
Yeah, like you're getting people to come in. Yeah, you're like the realtor.
Oh, I've never thought of that.
I feel like Brian could not sell it. Could you imagine Brian trying to talk to someone to sell something?
Yes. Are you kidding me?
No.
Yes.
Brian is the most awkward. The most awkward person.
Really?
Yes.
No.
I guess I work with him in like a professional sense. I do not see him as it. I see you as it. Of like you would like screw on your smile and you would just be like.
Look at
you
this
have
home.
To project because no one could
look at this home.
Excuse me, what did you say?
Excuse me, I said look at this home.
It's brand new.
The foundation is 1940s, but the inside it's all gravy. No kidding, I don't
all
know.
All gravy.
Because the houses there are so old.
Can you please just reveal way too much?
Yeah.
Can that be the show? And you like lose it and Brian's like, what the fuck?
I used to have termites, but they swore they're gone now.
Yo, let's write that show. Copyright. Trademark.
Next one. Done.
I'll trademark for
that's our idea.
Okay, guys, what we really want to do on that note is, like, we come up with the dumbest shit, like, especially when we're high, and we, like, write it as voice memos. We record it as, like, a voice memo or, like, script, talk to text or whatever the fuck. And we have all these ideas, and we want to start making them for you. So, like, let us know. I mean, I know, you know, viewership is, like, dropped off, and we're trying.
But let us know.
But let us know if you want us to, like, do that. I don't know. I think that could be cool for something, like...
We have a lot of ideas.
Creative for us to fucking do. Like, people die at our ideas. We've told the Kmugs idea.
We never told them that we weren't going to tell them the idea at all.
Okay, we're not going to say it.
You just said it.
I said cops.
You did it. You said the M word.
You said the M word. What would be the M word? Because, you know, the C word's cunt and then, like, fuck. But motherfucker doesn't count, does it? Because it has fuck in it and fuck is the main part of that. Otherwise, it would just be, like, mother.
Mother.
Because it'd be mother and you take out fuck and then it's another ER. So mother.
What is an M word? Moist.
But you projected on that.
I did. You hear that?
So stupid. Oh my god, I hate you. This is a weird
episode. I don't know, Larry. We just decided to start talking.
I think it's really good, though. I like it. Yeah. Okay, we're putting this up tonight, so hi, fuckers.
Hi.
Thanks for listening. We're going to wrap up real quick. We're having a Game of Thrones party this weekend, so we'll report back. Fuck anyone who's like, I don't watch that show. Like, okay, you don't have to. Keep it to your fucking self.
Yeah.
But also, you're lame, and you should watch it, because it's good. We always do movie, TV, music recommends. So movies, we just rewatched Mars Attacks.
It was so good.
So fucking good. Love
that
movie.
And then we went to the WB lot because Stacey got us walk-on passes and they had the fucking lady and the alien.
They
had her dress.
We want to do something with like Mars Attacks or something for Halloween. Like, yeah. I've wanted to for so long. So we got to think about it.
I'll be an alien. I'll be green.
Yes, that would be dope. Okay, we might have just found out what. Oh, that dress. We'll have to figure it out. Okay, I really want to watch Popstar. Never Stop, Never mm-hmm. Stopping.
Never
because
it
was trending on Twitter, and I was like, this movie is maternal. He's so sick. We have to watch that movie, and then The Matrix, because we went to WB, and we were like, we haven't seen that.
They had
in a
shit ton of stuff, so we're like, we gotta watch it.
Yeah. Music recommends. I've been on a George Strait kick. He has an album. I Miss Texas. I know you're not a country person, but. I'm on that.
I'll listen to the song. I don't know about that.
What have you been listening to lately?
What have I been listening to lately? I've been listening to... What have I been listening to? Let me tell you.
Okay.
What does my Spotify say?
What does your Spotify say? I've also been listening to The Doors. Weezer.
Yes, The Doors. I listened to them a lot this weekend.
We did. Well, we went to Venice, and he used to live there. So
I'm listening to my oldies but goodies right now.
Ooh,
so
what are some oldie but goodies?
Patsy Cline. We got some Johnny Cash in there. Ooh, nice. We got some Aretha Franklin.
Nice. All good. Yeah. All good. Okay, and then TV. So we've been watching Sabrina on Netflix season 2.
Yes, we started it. Really good.
We like it. We heard that there are some issues with it and maybe the ending, but we're going to be keeping an open mind.
Yes.
Obviously, Sex. Game of Thrones, Sex and the City.
We're still watching.
I'm watching Ugly Delicious. She already watched without me, that bitch.
I did watch the whole season.
So rude.
A long ass time ago.
That's on Netflix.
And I'm watching, what is it, Planet Earth?
Our Planet,
the new one.
And then it's basically so Planet Star. Earth, just for Netflix.
Yes, for Netflix, but it's really good.
Oh, and then Killing Fucking Eve. So Killing Eve.
Oh, but, yeah, but we haven't started it.
It came back, so we're excited. So go watch all that shit. Go follow us at Not Broad City. I don't think we said that at the beginning. Is our Twitter for the show. I am Amanda Morones at Amanda Odang. MandaOhDang. I did it. on Twitter, Instagram, whatever the fuck. And
I am Maria at Maria is a Rebel.
Go follow us. We post every Tuesday.
See you later, alligators.
That was weird.
That wasn't weird. That's how you say bye.
Bye.
Oh my gosh.
We did it.
Yeah.